To advertise, email podcast@thisismechi.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Mac G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
On that small note,
wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to yet another episode of PNC, People in Need of Comedy.
Yeah.
Before we get started, ladies and gentlemen, dressed like a Savannah Game Ranger, looking like a war journalist on his first day, Leboa Khomu's finest. Please put your digital hands together for the one and only Tsitsi Chumeric, the Papere. Fresh from being a park assistant at Moria this past weekend. Moving right along, before we introduce our guest, rocking a scotch top, looking like she wipes dishes at family gatherings. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your digital hands together. Welcome the bus lab meets Corduroy,
yes,
meets Sipongo. Yeah. Farida, wow. Ferrofi, to the fee's head.
She has an M.
Yeah. No, that's a W. Oh,
those are wings. Yeah. Those are wings.
So she's spelling something.
Yeah.
She's spelling.
There's been an S, M, W. Mm.
It's gonna spell. Podcast.
Jesus deserved what happened to him.
Jesus has sent too soon.
Too soon.
He just woke up.
And ladies and gentlemen, behind the camera, the ones you never get to see, but I can guarantee you today, he is sober. Thabiso Mhlongo!
What do you mean?
Where am I the host?
I'm always sober, dog.
Yeah,
that's fire, that's fire.
Oh!
That is fire.
And today, ladies and gentlemen, Peter, you can't see him. He's rocking brown socks, brown pants, a cap that's half brown. And of course, his texture of skin is brown. Ladies and gentlemen, 50 shades of brown. Shandre Abrahams. And our guest today.
Yeah. Yes.
Sitting on two continental pillows. Yeah. Please put your digital hands together for a man who's dressed like he maintains tombstones at a graveyard.
Hey.
Ladies and gentlemen. Para from Limpopo.
Yes.
Motuawana li wheel alignment momeno. Please put your digital hands together. Teraja, 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 teraja. For the one and only Zile Wize.
All right. Cheese boys, cheese girls, and the cheese gang.
Yes. Yes.
Uh-huh. I'm going to introduce our mouthpiece
Yay!
Of this podcast. Mulomu wa podcast. In other words, my micha mulomu one down. Kimulomu wa hi. Farida, I'm going to need you to help me
I've
for
got
this
you,
one.
I've got you.
This guy's mouth is the mouth. Tell me, ask me how big this mouth
how
is.
Big how big is this man's
this
mouth?
This mouth is so big. If I got kisa, Bergman Snow White, she'll kiss him back to sleep.
My God.
Just to add on that, he looks like Udia Adverted Vuvuzela.
Exactly. And Udi blow with no effort. Unor Pinker.
Ungalor Mfendi Balloon Lita one.
He's got a rapper.
Yeah. Man, but I go blow like his ski well wind.
Yeah.
Satan. Yes, no. Yes. It's the mouthpiece of PNC, the yes. One and only Mpopops
Modikwani.
Yeah.
What an intro there.
AKA, I'm a gums.
When he smiles, the teeth call it getting a visa.
Yes. Ah. Ice cream ka one take.
Ice cream, go one take.
No wonder Simba loves him.
Yeah.
Oh. He roars with flavor.
He roars with flavor.
Not bucks.
When you can whisper,
Wabu,
key
announcement.
He whispers in capital letters.
Bon Antoine. Don't tell
me. So I'm saying, hold now, man. Arvaya nur toilet seats, maratitu amokwa.
Zilo Shop. How have you been? How's the career going, Zila? Thank you for joining us today. What's your real name, Zila?
Oh, man.
I feel late.
Still long. Asisi. Jason, we signed an NDA, guys.
Yo,
we
are, no, man. Like,
no, we signed an NDA here.
Yo,
no, guys, no, no. I told you, Kara. Kara, the comfort. Kara, give it to my brother.
Oh, hi, 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 hi.
I was sell out.
I know you're a sell out.
I want it.
Sell out.
Sell out.
Those are big shoes. Eh? Big shoes to fill. Yo.
Sell out. Sell out means like a crying.
Yeah.
A crying.
Chandra, why don't you say? How do you know sell out?
It doesn't matter. It's funny.
But I just want to say, more than anything, I'm blessed to come here.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Always, but you guys look like the Koalas. I'm looking at 1, 2, 3. You look like a formation for our side. Man. Wow. 1, 2, 3. No, here's the thing. You guys are gang.
Yes.
And I always say, if you watch Spring Humans, you'll realize, or I wonder how you guys do it. In my head, I'm like, you guys have a nice team and you guys are gang and you do things, you know, because how many opinions? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Plus Jason sometimes.
Jason's like twice a month.
Yeah.
Yeah. And guys, if you don't mind, we're going to... You know what? Let's chop it up after this.
But
let's chop it up after this.
Boys in.
Boys in. I was thinking today's app, ne? Let's shoot it.
Jason is the most useless worker we have. Useless.
And just to prove to our viewers, here's a picture of Jason.
You decide for yourself, should he be in this country or do you see where he's really from?
You only know his drive of Lala Spedur. Oh.
Oh, you're from here.
You're from here.
Okay.
I'm telling you now, this part is getting cut.
Yeah.
Jason's not gonna make it on.
What do you mean? Because it's after Good Friday.
You know, because he gets to decide.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
We're cutting this part.
So, when we're going on tour, Durban, we realized something about Jason. Apparently, Jason does a lot of things. So, we always say, yo, Jason, please tell us, post the poster, you're sold out. Let's say your show is sold out. He'll be like, I'm going to talk to the editing guy. So, now, when we're going to Durban, he was part of the bus. So, in the car, we're like, Jason, say we are sold out. Only to find Jason doing the poster, bro. Oh, wow.
After saying, I'm going to talk to the guy.
Wow.
He's the guy.
I was with Neo.
Maybe
I'm like,
split.
I'm like,
you know what gave him away? His MacBook.
Yes.
I mean, when you send a message on your phone, it comes in.
No. We
That's
saw
what
him.
I told you, bro. It's after Good Friday. This man just came back.
Bro, like Jason does a lot of things for this network.
So yes, found out in the car.
Yeah, we found out in the car while he's putting sold out IVR boots. I align. You know when you have to align like the post. Yeah, that's. I'm like, hey, Jason. Oh, you're the one who does the pool. This was his line. We must maximize profits.
No.
Jason probably sends like 7 invoices. And he wants like a different name.
He sends them to himself.
Yeah.
Because he has to approve them.
Yes. I've got to approve myself before I give myself this money.
Just think about the things that Jason does for the network.
Yeah.
Nah.
Multi-talented.
Where was this when you saw?
While we were going to Durban.
Oh, over the
so
weekend.
So he did the poster while on transit.
Yeah, I'm not multi-talented.
Because he's always on his laptop.
Okay,
and it has nothing to do with what we're doing today.
Bro, he's probably editing a podcast ever found about somewhere. Yeah.
The entire open chat.
Yeah.
Yeah. The entire open chat, the man.
He's the one that told him, call each other chief poisons.
Because... Yeah. Because he likes saying operate.
Yeah, operate.
He's the guy who told that girl, cry. Cry. Go down.
Yo.
Tell them you're going to quit.
He tells Majur, I know a guy.
He is the guy, you know.
You're right, bro. We went to a club with myself and Tabiso, you know. Yeah. 2 weeks ago, I relapsed.
Yeah. What?
When I'm with Tabiso.
It's true, that facts.
It's true.
When I'm with Tabiso, went to a club with Jason. Really got there, bro. They treated us so nice.
Yeah, he's the owner.
Didn't pay for nothing, bro.
He's the owner or the promoter.
He manages the club.
And he likes doing it like in a silent way. Mm. I don't worry, boys. We'll increase the budget. This boy is gonna
come to think of it. The one podcast and chill tour we did, Jason searched us when we walked in.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Ah, you lie.
Jason,
when we were walking to the after part, one of the bands, oh, then he saw Jason. He went,
Then he said,
wait, when?
When we were going to Bloemfontein, he said, guys, I'll find drivers. He was driving with Tuso. Tuso over like Jason.
The Tuso over like Jason.
I'm not an employee.
Oh, Jason.
Jason, you know that.
And her driver, Tuso, okay, you're gold.
To fit in. To fit hey, in character.
Of it's another gold boy.
I'm a gold boy.
Gold boy holdings.
GBH.
Wow. Sounds like you were having the tour was going well. You guys were having a good time.
Yo, man.
How's the tour going?
That face is something, has a story.
Tell us now.
So here's the thing, man. And I don't know who came up with this. But people are taking this thing serious. So our tour, the slogan is Bantuzi Gone Wild.
Mm. Yes.
So people there, I don't want to say names because they are not here. They are taking it like wild, you know. And I wish you guys...
What did Sima do?
No! Sitsi, simmer down.
Because the way he said they're not here. Oh, like, there's only other two people.
I'm part of those people. Lina, even Jason goes wild, bro.
Wow.
Yeah, but
even
that's
me.
Every day.
Yeah, okay, yeah, facts. That's part of his
persona.
So everyone's living up to the tour name.
Yeah. So everyone is having fun. We are having the time of our lives. And bro, going to every province and experiencing people is insane.
Mm.
And like, the tour is one thing that I feel like every podcaster should experience as time goes. If that one. Mm. But yeah.
What's the wildest thing that's happened so far?
Here we go.
Don't worry, we'll bleep
it's
it out.
Safe.
No.
Safe.
It's a safe
space.
Don't edit yourself.
No. Hey.
Be free.
What is this? You
Jason will edit, don't worry.
He will even put captions this one.
Yes.
The wildest thing. Let me see, man. There's a lot. Oh, what is the wildest thing? I think the wildest thing for me was not knowing how I got back to the hotel.
Wow.
Oh.
After like cheating. So I remember.
After doing what?
I heard the same thing.
Cheating.
I get we will like us but cheating.
He's happy Twitter changed from Twitter to X.
So.
Treat.
Man, I'm on the edge.
Treating.
Guys, Joe Gela, it was very offensive to me. I don't like how you guys said it. Mm. Like, cut her out.
Mm.
Wait, funny enough, has someone ever said, like, they don't like the jokes that you guys make?
No, none
like,
of them are short-tempered.
Ivana. Ivana. That was a low blow.
From the bottomless pit.
Guys, enough with the small chats. Loring and Jaka.
But keep it short, but you get
it. Yes. Oh, no, join. Come up here.
One wire and all of them are free.
They want to go back to the original.
Spread those teeth.
Modularna. But yeah, man.
Spreading man.
Spreading man.
Out of everyone,
This is a different. This place is different.
That's when Zile is doing the pod alone.
Welcome, Zile. So, welcome to Spreading Man. Where no ring?
That can sell, man.
Spreading Man.
All smiles, bro.
Get over guest, you know.
Colgate, it don't sponsor.
But
yeah, man, the tour is so insane. I wish one of you guys, or maybe if you guys can come, just join in and see. But be aware, don't be part of the wave there. Those people are used to that system there. Because I see a system that's implanted more PNC or, there's certain things that we do that you guys don't do. Mm-hmm. And yeah, man, but it's insane. I can't wait for the Limpopo one. I'm so happy for the Limpopo.
That's home, bro.
Yeah, like it's that one is gonna hit.
And it's a lot of youth there that a lot of people don't, because Limpopo youth is not like shown in the world, but there's a lot of youth that still live in Limpopo that
you know, are waiting for that kind of thing.
everybody migrates once they get older no, in other provinces.
When Travis Scott came here first time, he came to Limpopo alone. Travis Scott.
Travis. I'm a baby.
That sounds like a guy who drinks old brown sherry. Travis.
Travis.
You're not that bad. I was kind of a thing to my baby. More like
Travis Scott. Travis. Travis.
Travis.
Travis, man.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
Travis Scott.
The first time I came, utile Polokwane.
Utile Polokwane was
cricket club. Cricket club, yeah.
And he performed his number one hit. T T T T T T.
No.
T T T.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm
sorry. There's Trevor Scott.
T T T. Very mini. Riakai. Riakwale. T T T T T T. Out of Lampano.
Stampede.
Stampede. Marule. Stampede. We just stamp.
Oh, my soul.
Hi, man.
Why? At some time, Timothy Leg, man. Yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. That was hilarious. Oh, oy, that was refreshing.
Guys, Maragas, your episode coming.
I went to the Siras.
Speaking of people from Limpopo and traveling,
yeah.
You guys saw what Floyd Shivambu did?
What?
When he left and he went to chill over the weekend with Bushiri.
Oh, that man was all blomal Bushiri.
What did he want? And now we're starting to see where did he get this plane to go to back to Malawi.
How did... Because he snuck off as the most wanted.
Nah.
And all of a sudden he was safely go Malawi.
That's what I'm
And he's still there even though there's a...
A warrant
for
his
Maybe Floyd went to pray the gay away.
How?
What they do with Bushiri? I'm just saying maybe, allegedly.
Why would you put the two together?
Because that's what people go to Bushiri for. A lot of people go there and when they're feeling feelings that they're not comfortable with.
Yeah.
Especially if they spread on Twitter. And then you go to Pastor Bushiri, then they pray for you, then you come back and you are...
Straight.
Yeah.
How do you pray gay away?
I don't know.
Do you pray for the hot areas? Let me see your buttocks.
What?
Release the...
He was inside the servant. He was
What's Eva?
Or release the demon.
Release the demon that wants insert where there's exit.
Hey! So now do you...
Break this home! Break this home!
do you still say
why are you gay? I'm not gay. You are gay.
Hit me with a fart. Let me hear.
You are gay.
There was no resistance.
There is no beatbox in your farting.
So are you still allowed to ask him to go deeper?
That
situation.
Time to marble.
You can't call him Papa.
I'm sure that's what he said.
Papa. Hey, everybody can call me Papa, not you. Not yet. Let's pray away.
Not yet.
First, let's pray away.
Let's pray away first.
I can't believe you said broke, no.
Brock.
Go deeper.
You know Bushiri's people, they'll go. They like...
They'll witchcraft us.
Hey, they'll witchcraft us. But
the magic is with the pastor, and the pastor is where? Safely at home. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you think they don't do witchcraft.
Yeah, but I think, I don't know what that move means. I don't know what the point of Floyd going there was.
Yeah.
But he was an honored guest.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like he sat on the stage. It wasn't even like, hey, Dugus, yeah.
Even I don't know how Malawian sound, but it sounds like that.
Ruku. Ruku is here.
Hey, Bruga was the guest.
Our honorable guest Freud is here.
Because even the intro was like, it was quite no, like lengthy.
They had a reel. After movie, like the bodyguards. Even in the speech.
Really?
We are honored by one.
We are honored by a brother.
It was not a mistake.
And then he made Floyd stand, and everyone was like, only the way from South Africa. Like it was a build up, and then
appearance.
Esteemed guest.
Wow. I wonder what the actual reason is.
Yeah.
Nah.
True.
Yeah, there has to be.
Yeah, because if I'm not mistaken, Floyd was also in MK attire. Was he wearing an MK shirt? Ne?
Nah, he was wearing like a
Mandela.
Black, yeah, a black thing. But I saw
I mean, he loves that green. That green goes well with, you know, people from Limpopo.
Oh.
I beg a green. Ella is green.
Yeah, but there's gang things happening politically. The other thing that happened, I don't know what actually happened, and maybe you guys can clarify the factors. But apparently there was an assassination attempt on Paul Mashatile. What was there an assassination attempt? Was it just lies? What
so, the America the assassination Maravan on political people?
Yeah, so there's no clarity on that. But so how he relates the story is he was driving from an ANC NEC meeting going home.
He was driving.
Yes.
And he was driving himself.
This is where now the thing becomes very murky. Because firstly, was he driving himself? And where was his protection detail, whatever, all that. But that's for the cops or whoever needs to investigate this murder attempt or assassination attempt.
Yeah.
His story is he noticed the things hitting the windshield, but he thought it was stones. And then
because his car's bulletproof.
Yes, so he thought it was stones hitting.
Is this at night or during the day? Okay.
There's no clarity there. But NEC meeting, most probably midday, going to afternoon vibes.
Yeah.
By the time he was going home, someone shot at his car or people shot at his car, whatever happened. But basically, when his detail got around to him, they explained that, no, stones can't do this. These were bullets. So this was an attempt on your life.
Ooh.
So he found out later that he was being... Man. But now, we don't know where he was driving.
Where did you get these stones? Because if you're going to hit the window, there'll be a little... Yes, it's bulletproof, but there'll be a little...
Bravo, guys. Also a bullet and a stone. Guys.
A bullet and a stone.
Guys, let's... Sometimes I feel like they give us information to distract us. Or focus.
I feel so too.
Also, this might be very important to the story. This man was driving from Boksburg. I don't know why.
Calvary. You know Calvary.
I don't know
when
why.
When you drive to Boksburg, there's a lot of posters.
Of a place called Calvary.
You can go only when you're after 18.
What?
Dibata ID.
Telling you, go to Emperor's Palace right now. You will be greeted by four of them.
Okay.
You know, Calvary. There's one I know called Calvary.
All right.
You know, I saw it.
Have you been in there?
For research purposes.
No.
He says he's never been in there.
The East Rand is a very dangerous place.
For sure.
Like every area, there's just fights.
Bruh, this is a very confusing thing, right? Because now Tabiso is talking about, he said.
Yes, he had an actual briefing with the media.
Yes.
Where they asked him, and this is what...
So he confirmed, because this has been a rumor all weekend.
No, he confirmed with his words, his detail. Confirmed that it was an assassination attempt.
When did he thought it was rocks. When did they shoot him?
They didn't shoot him, they shot at him. After the NEC meeting, I don't know which day it was.
On Friday.
What did he say at the meeting that was so?
Maybe Friday.
You know when I came.
I just don't understand how a vice president assassination attempt is not big news.
Sure.
But you are with
ANC
us.
ANC hasn't said anything. His deputy president, the president hasn't said anything. Nofikile Mbalula, who speaks on everything that is ANC, hasn't said anything. The only people I saw who posted something was EFF. And they were also questioning, why are these guys quiet? Mm. We almost lost the vice president.
I wonder if we were even supposed to know like this.
Yeah.
I don't think we were supposed to know about
especially
it.
They probably got ambushed. Maybe somebody
kissed his cheek on Friday.
Yeah. You know what, Ned? This story
and jumped on a plane to Malawi.
Because it sounds familiar. This sounds like a Q Dube story. Maybe he was caught somewhere that he's not supposed to.
Then all of a sudden
he's running and people are throwing stones.
No, bro, but this is the vice
maybe that could explain why he was driving by himself.
So after the gig,
vibe this way, I need to go see somebody.
Because it doesn't make sense that he was buying alone also.
There's that. Why is he around without his security?
What do you guys think?
Pella, you can't take your security detail to go see Manda.
It would be safer if you take one so that you can dispute it.
Somebody's driving you. You're in the car.
I don't like the air con anymore.
We're not my first time.
And after that, you're going to want to talk. Hey, you're not over time, man. Yes. The rupees are high.
The bodyguard is saying, that was quick.
Yeah. It's busy there. No. What's that king, Albert? The rupees are okay, the thunder thighs. Yes.
For
and I can look from Honorable. I'm Utarano.
Now he's revealing all his secrets.
I'm Utarano. Get little cupcake of mine. Thunder thighs. These 2000s, they do well things, eh?
Why am I doing it? I wonder why am I doing it.
Talking about thunder striking down, the Pope died.
Oh, sad.
Ah, man, we're laughing. Why would you throw that in there, right? Yeah. While we're laughing, talking about thunder, the Pope is dead.
If I can retire, now it's like we are laughing at him. No,
we're not.
RIP to Pope Francis, man.
Yeah, Pope Francis, man. Yeah.
Who's the next Pope, though?
I said you sober. I was. At the beginning of the show, I tried to convince everyone.
Trying to find out the Paul Mashatile, if there's any update.
Was that the song playing in the car when they were shooting?
No, someone tricked me. Someone tricked
me. He played a Coolie China song. Another almost attempt.
Out the box and be fresh. Out of the box.
Twelangwa now, oh, I see what how unali men.
Only mene.
Yo. RIP to Pope Francis.
Yeah.
The real one. He did a lot of things. I was reading his list of things, how many cardinals he appointed. Mm-hmm. He did a lot in his
time.
In his short tenure. Time.
Yes. Is it called tenure?
I don't know in Pope terms what it's called.
In Catholic terms.
Catholic terms.
It's tenure.
In Pope terms. What is Pope terms?
We only have one Pope in South Africa.
Yeah. That's well done in Popeness.
Are we swinging more?
You know what is the most interesting thing about this? So there's so many processes to follow after the Pope died. But one of them, when they're going to elect a new Pope, they're going to have to lock up, I don't know how many cardinals in one room, no phone. And they must just stay there until they decide who's the next Pope.
Do you think it's going to be the black guy?
Cardinal Sarah
from the Kenya dude, ne?
Yeah.
How many options are there?
There's a few.
The black guy, what's the percentage?
Where is he ranked?
Because we always need the odds against our favor. Remember Zosbin, she was the only one.
Yeah.
He's the only cardinal right now. He's the only one.
I saw a conspiracy video that in the Vatican, there's pictures. They've predicted every single pope that was going to be a pope. And there's sort of images that correspond with who these men have been. Mm-hmm. So imagine a sketch artist many years ago kind of drew who all the next 20 odd popes are going to be.
Yeah.
But I think the last picture is Pope Francis.
Mm.
So in that in the conspiracy theory, they're like, there is no image of the next pope. Mm.
So after that, it was just darkness.
Yes. So
we are next. Yeah. We are next.
So maybe this is...
We are next.
It's our time to shine.
Yeah, but we are next.
But here's my thing.
But what if the world ends and it's on a black pope?
Yo. They'll say it's the black pope.
That's the thing. And okay, let's set up. No, here's the thing. Right. Yeah, here's my theory. Not to sound anyhow. Ne? Okay, well, if I'm to look, I'm carrying my daughter for shit. What's all right? Imagine it's a soccer. Yeah. Soccer, ne? And captain, buffer captain to someone play Lord Reds, what
this guy had.
What's all right? You're reading rare relegation.
Yeah.
Rare coach has a budget to sometimes you must. Don't be happy for the big opportunity. Just ask yourself, why?
And
why black people, we love being the first black person. I'm the first black person. You know, first black person.
As a first black person.
To do what?
To eat pap every day.
Imagine introducing pap at the Vatican.
Yeah.
Guys. I've been keeping this inside for years. I can't do couscous. I can't do couscous.
No.
Please, can we just add pop?
Please.
Yeah. And the music. I want to introduce you guys to someone.
Now you're changing to
Makazi.
No. Don't
we're
be
We're just
shy.
Gonna add some flavors.
Movement.
No, but and after this, there's a shirtless. After this, there's a shirtless nigga coming.
That
guy said, "Don't mention him on podcast."
He doesn't want to. Oh, by the way, when he said, "If you mention, like, if you say something bad about him on social media, he takes your profile picture." And put it as his wallpaper and watches it until he memorizes your face.
Oh my god.
One day at an event, you'll be like, hey, that's why he'll randomly slap people because he's like,
watch it.
I remember you. Really?
See, that's what he said. He has a sketch. It's like in his mind, he has a sketch artist of slaps that are already
upcoming.
Yeah, they're upcoming. They already booked
your room.
I'm going to.
You said something about
this, yeah, can only 15 slaps inside of me.
Because you know how like you think.
Shave your beard, Shana.
Mm. I didn't say anything.
Shave your beard.
Then release the firearm. Why is that firearm?
He
called him a shirtless nigga.
Jason, as the editor, please
put a picture of Shana.
Yeah. And a recent one.
And write two dot dot share.
Yes.
And then picture. Yeah.
But speaking about the Pope, I would like, as a kid, I always had the one image of the Pope, which is the one who passed away right now.
Mm.
Like even movies.
John Pope.
Yeah, John Pope. Yeah. Even in the movies, even in the cartoons, if the Pope appears, it's going to be like that him. Image. You get me? So I'm like, how are we going to move going forward, you know?
You know, growing up, I used to think Pope was an actual artist. Because at home we had, there was a picture. You know those pictures?
The Last Supper.
No, there's a... You know that picture of the woman holding
with
the
baby?
Child, yeah, we had that one. We had the one of hands praying with the prayer on his
mind.
Then we had one of Michael Jackson. And next to Michael Jackson was the Pope.
Yes.
But the one with the Pope had a heading and said 88 tour. This is when I think he came to South Africa. In my head,
when
Michael Jackson was
guy.
Touring, this guy was also touring. But I was like, what music does this guy play? Because we have him up here, but we don't know.
Who sold us all those pictures of the black?
How much were they?
We all had them.
Yeah, the 3D ones.
Yeah.
But you guys also have the porcelain dogs with the eyebrows that are...
And the cats. And the cats.
I feel like that's where ladies got the eyebrow thing from.
Sobriety.
No, those porcelain dogs, the eyebrows are high. Just look at them.
No.
But you know where that comes from? Well, that idea of having art pieces that kind of communicate a certain time.
Because we were afraid of dogs, but we liked them. So we got them porcelain.
Yeah, even the plumboard of dogs.
Huh?
It comes from the Renaissance.
Renaissance.
Right. So in the Renaissance, in Italy, they wanted to build things that make places look beautiful.
Yeah.
So hence, like this family, like they started commissioning a lot of artists and a lot of artists and sculptors to kind of do things to make your city look nice. So at a specific time in history, cities were more concerned about looking nice
than just looking, you know, like, we've lost
and service delivery.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of it now, like in Joburg. But if you go to old buildings were built to look beautiful. Yeah. So that's why, so even in our houses, even in South Africa, we started like adopting a specific type of art style. Like that's why we all have those watches. That's why we have that gold watch.
Yeah,
we have that lady crying. You know that baby crying? That
yes. Baby. Yeah, the one with the single tear. Mpolimponyana.
Mpolimponyana.
Also, yes, it was the Mpolimponyana. Yes. You know, the twins.
Do you know the story of like those actual porcelain dolls? Those dogs and those cats and those what? So I don't know which African country those people come from.
Malawi.
But Malawi. So basically, yo, did we just go full circle? So basically, they would come to your house and be like, yo, do you have old clothes, old curtains, old anything?
Go deep.
And whatever you give, they give you a doll. So the nicer your dolls looked at house, the better clothes you gave to those people.
Oh, snap.
That's why everyone got them.
Yes.
Because everyone has old things.
Yes. That's why everyone had it.
What was the early form of thrifting?
Yes.
Oh, the thrifters used to come door to door.
Yeah.
But also remember, there was no social media. So the only way for something to look was word of mouth.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's why, you know, Jehovah's Witnesses would know. You.
Yeah.
You guys. Yeah. You manually subscribe people to Jesus.
Yeah. The real way.
Go.
Are you ready to accept the Jesus, Lord and Savior as your Christ?
You know what's wild? The wild thing is the message of beware, they are coming, travels faster than the message of Jesus Christ. People would know they are coming today, these people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Even in sections they haven't
and
even
there was
come.
No social media, but when the Jehovah's Witnesses were coming. Yo,
everyone
knew. They dropped you out.
And you tell the kid,
with regards to the Pope, in your honest opinion, do you guys, when was his death announced? On Monday?
Yes.
He died on Monday. Actually. Four hours after meeting the Trump
delegates.
Oh, so that's what I wanted to know, is that, because you see, that good thing you told me that, because I was going to say, do you really think he passed away at the time, or do you think...
Oh.
Because if he had passed away, maybe Bomateze Day, it would have really killed the
Easter spirit.
It would have rained on Jesus' parade.
Yeah, because
now you're making it about you.
Yeah, now it was going to have to be about the Pope. We were like all the church tours that were sold out, the stadiums, they were going to have to be
shuffled around,
and with the attention was hands.
That's actually possible.
So that's what my question was going to be. Do you think he died on the Monday, or do you think he died maybe during the weekend, but they only decided to announce it?
I really think if he did, because this guy was the guy that literally changed the book. As you said, he changed a lot of things. Mm. One of the things that he's changed was, why are you parading me around like I am God himself? Mm. I'm a pope. I only want to be seen as a messenger of God. And when I die, please don't do all these other things to my body, where you take me around and let people say, just bury me. Don't bury me. Also, don't bury me at the Vatican. I want to be buried somewhere else.
Yeah.
So that's the type of person he was.
He lived a very humble life.
So do you think on Thursday
he probably
tell them on Monday and carry me in Avalon.
In Avalon.
Without the hat. I need space in my coffin.
Like the upcoming popes are in a park.
Yo, bruh.
So you're basically validating I'm
saying that could be a possibility, because this was a guy that never wanted to take away from Christianity itself Jesus.
Because we're gonna have to pause and do that for this weekend.
Great conspiracy theory. The only problem is it was alive and active on Monday.
That's when he met Trump's people.
So, yes, then 4 hours later, he passed on.
I want a JD.
So what is your conspiracy theory?
Mine? Yeah. So I don't think there was a murder thing going on, because he was on his way out anyway. They were about to elect a new pope.
Okay.
So they were in that process. There were differences. He's now vacated maybe a few months earlier, if it's not weeks. I don't know when
What if he knew secrets about people in the Pope house?
He does.
He does.
Where no Rabbala Satan.
So, does this mean we get an acting Pope in between?
No. Yo. I don't think
we are popeless.
Well, now that they...
I think if
they should put the Kenyan.
I want to be an acting Pope, bro. I feel like it's Eva. Or I'm new. Till I lady key like I'm the chic money.
Talking about acting and people acting a fool. Did you guys see the Zulu parade in New Orleans?
Oh my gosh.
But that thing happened, yo.
Yeah.
I saw it on Twitter. My days. Oh,
I didn't know anything about it, but I kept seeing it. And then Shandre showed me a video. And I'm not going to lie, nothing prepares you for seeing black people doing blackface.
Yo, bruh.
It's almost like you wish the Americans knew however the white Americans made them feel when they did blackface. Yes. That's exactly how they made us feel.
Yes.
When they didn't. Bruh, we've got Google. Shaka Ilembe is on season 2 right now. Honestly. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just type Zulu.
Yeah.
Where do they get those island? What are those outfits?
It feels very like voodoo.
Yes.
But also New Orleans it's rooted in voodoo. It's rooted in those cultures.
But so don't say that's Zulu.
So the problem is they've now gone and taken the lineage of Zulu Parade and they've attached themselves to it without knowing that they're real Zulu people.
Oh. So
So the name Zulu, bayinkile from out of context.
No.
Is it spelled like
O-L-O-O?
They are doubling, actually, like, because I've been following the back and forth between South Africans and Americans, because South Africans are just like, yo, guys, this is not Zulu.
Not at all.
Can you please just Google and just see that? And someone was like, no, this is our culture. But like, you're putting African Zulu parade. Where else are you depicting African Zulus? When I watched it, bro, I felt like, you know what? I understand the police in America.
I understand them.
Shots fired.
I understand them. It's tough. But here's another issue. And I think it's, for me, it's a Western art culture problem, right? Mm. So it's like, in the West, bro, they claim...
Why the black face?
We have the cradle of humankind here. We're the longest.
Homo Naledi did not have white lips or a black face. She had ass, dog. If anything, we among some of the lightest skin.
Bro, we have the best ass. Sarah Bartman was taken here.
Oh, Sarah Bartman had ass. I'm not sure about Homo.
Homo Naledi, but somebody hit her with something on the head. Like, that's how she died.
Also, Sarki Bartman had so much ass. Do they buried both butt cheeks separately? Do you know? That's actually a fact.
But that's
a fact.
There's the problem. The problem.
So I want to know, right or left or right, or did just put them random?
They literally buried both separately. Because they cut her up. That was the thing they did when they took her back.
Yes, yes.
They cut her up.
So she could fit in a package.
But.
Americans
must have done half
shipping
half
purposes, yeah.
What the hell, man?
It's for shipping.
Otherwise, they're gonna have to build a box with like a thing and then. So like, so let's just cut this section and then
send the bum separately.
What's L and R?
Left.
And right.
Nelu coffee, now by Lefany Pack.
But look, actually, the eyes were less cowboy.
Mabogisa would like a true match.
The Paul Bearers were gonna have to drag it along.
Mabogisa took out
fire. It's like a suitcase, you got a Bantex.
But
that whole parade was wrong, bro. Like,
it's the art.
If it's the art, don't interpret, especially when you're gonna interpret African art, right? And and a problem with black American culture is that their history is rooted in whatever has happened in America. a lot of the times they don't dial it back and trace it back and go,
yeah,
these are our proper origins.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is how we honor the Nigerian heritage. This is how we honor. And there's all these things that they can do now, all the DNA, what the that traces ancestry, whatever,
yeah,
that can help you trace where you come from.
Yeah.
Then get a thorough, proper, well-researched, literally Google is your friend, idea of where your people come from.
Mm.
That way your art is easier to interpret.
Mm.
Okay, cool. I'm part of the, my what lineage says I'm half Zulu, half Pedi, I'm Nigerian, I'm what. Mm. How does that look? Cool. Not just taking a piece of this culture, piece of that, and then just putting it together, bro. If you look at any civilization, I know I'm going on, but if you look at any civilization, not civilization, if you look at any culture, religion, there's one thing about Chinese people. Doesn't matter where you are in the world, Chinese culture is Chinese culture.
Mm.
It has a certain look, it has a certain dress code, it has a certain appeal, they have certain songs, same thing. Judaism, same thing. Islam, same thing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. With us, now all of a sudden,
we're there
being remixed, we have blackface and what, we like,
Kadi no, umbrella, Kadi umbrella.
Kadi swords.
Exactly.
Next time the samurai swords. There, I'm like, how
do next time when you wear like a real
which Zulu is this guy?
It looked like
boom, a boom, boom, boom.
Boom, boom.
Kacha a lemon.
I've seen a movie that Thomas saw. That's my check. I think they just saw, in a movie, they saw.
No,
they
saw a PlayStation game. What's about Crash Bandicoot?
Yes.
Booga booga.
Yes, it's so booga booga.
Booga booga.
But
what can we do to get more life? Booga booga.
Crash Bandicoot sales are going up.
That's African, right?
Yeah.
No, guys. That's why we like movies like Black Panther, because the people who do Black Panther, they research.
Mm.
They go, okay, cool. Yes, the pronunciation might not be there. But the effort is there, right?
Yeah.
It's not like before where they would just create these whatever
an
African,
image of what they think
Africanness is. No, they didn't go the Minions route. Even the Minions, that language they speak is actually a combination of six languages that were put together.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Chinese definitely in there.
Tell me.
This is not related to this, but you know what's a difficult job in China? Police sketch artist. It must be tough.
Police sketch artist. Oh, because they all look the same. Wow.
Must be tough.
Yeah, more
You tell those jokes. How long was the Chinese man? How long was the Chinese man?
Wow.
It's a statement. How long? No, I was just thinking.
No, don't think with your internet jokes.
Like an American, and I don't like
it. Yeah, we are we are China now. We are China. I'm choosing now.
You know what I'm saying about the art? It's so weird. Western art culture is weird because remember I think that also South Africans, you have to also remember that Southern Africans, we live in a privileged place. Mm. Where we live in the cradle of humankind.
Where it began.
And
I live right there.
Yeah, actually you do. You do live right there. He's actually got a man cave.
Not a space in
Kibeling the gym. What's that? What's that?
I talk. He sleeps. There's a different flow. We are talk.
Aramelia. No, unale sona.
Apa tamwa relax.
Yes.
But that is something that Americans have been doing consistently for a very long time.
Yes.
And it's happened a lot more recently, especially with Tyler.
Yes.
Every time she does something, Americans always claim that she's copycatting
something.
An American icon or as well. And most of the things can be referenced back to South Africa. And they're doing it currently again with an outfit for Coachella.
Yes.
They're saying, oh, she's channeling Britney Spears. And then everyone is going, no, man, she's going to Durban.
Exactly. Thank you.
This is what we wear when we go to Devon.
Thank you.
So my speaking about your point, now, my chat is one day I'll be wearing like real Zulu clothes and I'll be in America and people will be like, this is not how a Zulu wears because they saw the parade,
Please finish your thoughts.
So what I'm saying is like, if you look at Western art culture, we live in a privileged area. We live in South Africa at the cradle of humankind.
Yeah.
So most of our history is accurate just by, you know, living here, you know. So I don't understand why when they look at art, the first thing they go for is the Renaissance, is the you know, Michelangelo, Dadaism, all these types of art movement. However, the first artists were the koi and the sand, were the people that drew all those pictures in the caves and all those.
Yes.
Those must have been the first artists. Just that for them, there was no concept of, I'm drawing, you know, like
what's hitting me right now is something that Kendrick Lamar heard from, was it Quincy Jones?
Yes, Quincy Jones.
When Quincy Jones asked him, does he know where rap comes from? And I think Kendrick kind of, you know, gave him a response and Quincy was like, no, that's not the right answer.
He said Brooklyn.
It actually comes, he said Brooklyn. And then Quincy was like, no, rap comes from South Africa.
Mm.
It started with the Xhosa tribe, like what the praise
poets.
Praise poets used to do.
So
that's, but tilt, it was one of those, I was today's years old when I found this out. So it's like we've had this whole rich history of rap.
Yes.
But not once has anyone said, and this knowledge has been there.
Yes.
But again, it's not perpetuated throughout. All right, Fardar.
There's a common thread with American people. They refuse to do research. American people will take something and turn it into what suits their narrative. And then it changes the history of where everything comes from.
Mm.
And the thing is, they move in that way where it only feels like they exist. Everything that exists in America is the world.
But once
they step out of that, it becomes, oh, to this day, even within the New Orleans and Zulu parade argument, people are still in America, people are still like, you guys have no clean water. It's an argument that doesn't stand.
Mm.
You can't tell me about clean water when you yourself cannot come out of your house because you're wearing a hoodie.
And a drag.
You see.
Also, they also don't have water like in Flint, Michigan. Yeah.
Also, hi. We know what a woman is in this country.
It's somebody with a flower.
I'm high.
Not a Ratchitanga.
We know what a woman is in South Africa.
But it's also, it's like the when you think
we
of
we can
art,
draw one, we can show you one.
When they ask you what is think of an artist, we think of Michelangelo, we think of Leonardo da Vinci, we think of a lot of other, even Jackson Pollock.
Yeah.
And this is someone who just threw paint at a thing. That's what you think of as art, as an African, which is surely wrong because
we have
the depiction of human form and human experiences has been...
People. Yeah, he must be that top 10.
Koi and the sand. Yeah. They drew sheep.
Yes. Yeah. So that is supposed to be the reference of what an artist is, not Picasso. You shouldn't be, I have a Picasso. It must be, I have a Klee.
No, you're right.
That's
a lot of Klee.
We have
Klee
here. Hey, guys, I wanted to ask Gordon.
Zile, ask.
Yo, you were introducing people. I'm like, why are you not introducing this one?
Because Lassiz is not here, you know.
Lassiz went over.
Why? Okay. Ghost here,
yeah.
I introduced Kriom, please, not fair. Yo, kick out the road.
Lassiz went over.
Thank you so much, my brother, for getting that off your chest.
Thank you, man. Thank you, man.
Off your chest, lay it to rest. Get it off your chest. We can help you the best. Get it off your chest.
You don't have to guess. Here on PNC, we're on the quest to help you relieve that stress.
Get it off your chest!
Yay! Yay! Z, Zilla, my brother, we've got a section on the show called Get It Off Your Chest. Mm-hmm. Lay on the press. Yeah, so what happens is people send in voice notes.
Yeah.
And then they send us their problems.
Okay.
75% of the time it has to do with relationships.
Ish.
But the other 25%, it's non-relationship. Okay. But yeah, they send us voice notes and we give them advice.
Oh,
all right.
Hi, PNC team. Shin, how do you do introductions? Hi, Impo. Hi, Titi. Hi, FROFI. Hi, everyone. Hi, 1045 and Van Veek or Abrams. Yo, guys, I have a bit of a situation, right? So I'm a stay anonymous, but I'm a closer man. And I'm in a relationship with someone, right? I subscribe to, you know, customs and everything, like traditions, whatever, you know. So me and this girl, we have been on and off for like quite some time, you know. And
ridiculous.
Throughout knowing each other, we actually learned that we share like a clan name, but our families don't know each other. Like, I don't know a family like that. And she don't know my family like that. But hey, man, the older we grow, the more we just can't get enough of each other. So it's a beautiful situation. So my father, just to give some context, is not an active part of my life, but hers is. But our fathers share, like, they have the same clan name, you know.
Yo.
In the Xhosa culture, how clan names and people relate to each other. So I don't know what to do about this, man. Like, I don't want to let this girl go.
Yo.
But at the same time, it's like we both Xhosa, and
yo,
if we like,
yo,
I don't know, man. Like, I feel like it's going to cause a lot of complications in the future if we ever decide to get married.
Your uncle can't pay himself lobola.
So it's like,
I heard you.
How the fuck do I move this?
What was Komoteli Beetlejuice? Baba!
I'm gonna throw this spanner to you.
Hey, man.
No, listen. Listen. Listen, bro. Here's the scenario. Bongos is going through here.
Yeah.
Zil, you fall in love with this hun.
Yeah.
You hit it off. Bro, she's your soulmate.
Mm.
One day, you know, you guys have done the deeds. You are in love.
Yep.
Then one day you realize, yo, Lena, her surname is Lama Weezy. Now you both, like...
Lama Zing Zing.
But now Lama Zing Zing. Yeah, you discover she's also Lama Zing Zing.
I can't even do my ding ding.
No, you've already done the ding ding.
You've been in there.
You've done the ding ding.
Yeah. Ooh.
So you've done the ding ding. You guys are firmly in love. Then you find out that there's a possibility that you guys could be related. Mm. How do you handle that situation? Also considering how in love you are. This guy is in love. Like, you could even hear where he sent the voice note. He's walking outside. There's Hadidas. Mm. He's walking in the park.
No, it's not in the park, bro. He's at Xhosa.
They don't have parks, Eastern Cape. You guys have parks, but I'm just assuming.
Okay. I don't think he's at the park, by the way. Those are not the things that you think about when you're in the park. In the bushes when you think about your life. Because here's the thing, mindset is, it's done, it's done also. Can we just put that out there?
The ding ding.
So,
the win is the win.
Let's put that one out there. But for me, I would like to say, take it like, here's how I was going to take it, like she cheated. And
wow.
Just, hey, and vibe. There's no solution. At the end of the day, it's always going to be an ongoing solution. Just be like, you cheated and you guys part ways.
Yes.
I know sometimes it's not as easy as, like, even people who break up because you really, really cheated, they still
ping, ping, ping each other. You know, they still see each other.
Yeah, but that's the the worry is now they're going to meet at family gatherings and then going to ping each other during...
Let's not do a family. Okay, so here's the thing.
So here's the thing, right? He's also speculating just because they have the same surname. Also, guys, we have common names, right? Mm. Especially with our Nguni and... Because that's how the families were built. There's a large thingy of Kumalos. There's a large thingy of... Dlaminis. There is a chance that you might have the same surname, but you're not from the same...
That's impossible. You don't know.
What are you guys saying? You're saying it's
there's
possible.
There's a link somewhere.
It's impossible. Guys, there are Zoomers who are not related to the Zoomers.
Yeah, but they are Zoomers.
So by virtue of them having the same name, they are family. Yes.
So you can't double have the same name.
Listen.
Pops, no.
How do you do it with biblical names?
Names are names.
A name is different to a surname. A surname is blood related.
Surnames, you have to consider the fact that for you to be a Pops, families had to come together.
Yeah.
Right? So everyone is a Pops. Mm. The unique situations would be she is a Ndlovu and the father is not... that's not the father's surname.
Okay. Yeah,
he took the mother's surname. Mm. But technically, he's an Nkosi.
Yeah.
So that could be a...
The loophole.
Yes. The loophole. But if she's using the surname, chances are high that she is lineagely, throughout history, related to the other... There's no lighter version of Mhlongo.
Yes.
Mm. If you're Mhlongo, you're Mhlongo to me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Somizi might...
So you are related to Somizi.
Through lineage, not necessarily through blood. Yeah. And
so you and him can never get married.
You don't know that.
No, but
don't block my channels.
No,
Kanye West tried to hide this thing just to get back to your point and Zila's point.
No, but what I'm saying is that so are you telling me because you and Somizi have lineage? Mm-hmm. Yes, you're not related, but because you have lineage. You can't marry each other.
Every single Mudikwane throughout time,
somehow, some way,
is related to you.
Also, ancestors come into play now.
Yeah.
Remember, we're African, and that's a big part of what we do when we combine families.
So when we partner,
I lobola you. Who am I partnering to? The same people who are going to respond 5 minutes later when you're doing your... Now it's like, what are you guys doing down there?
Yeah. So Mizi can't bring them Mhlongos together.
I want to know something. Speaking about surnames, I want to know. You know how other people have like names as surnames?
Like Murasu Murasu.
Yeah, you find out your name is a surname. So let's say your surname is Murasu, and my name is Murasu. Mm-hmm. So can we rock?
Yes, that's fine.
If it's name and surname, it's fine.
It's fine.
Yeah, but I guess what you're saying... Okay, cool, guys. If anyone has any sort of knowledge about this, please share it with us on our social media page or on the comments. Because this is very interesting. I just thought, because as black people, we have common names and common surnames, there's a chance that the Kumalos in Joburg don't know the Kumalos in Durban, but we can come together and just... But I didn't realize it has some lineage and cis.
You can rock.
But you can't get married.
No, you can't.
But you can't take it a step further and say,
I love this person, I want to marry this person.
Because marriage is joining, it's a coming together of two families.
Now,
you can't come together as one family.
When we're already one family.
You can come together.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, my brother, my suggestion to you, if you really feel this way about this girl, one of you must change their surnames.
What the fuck? They can't.
Go to Home Affairs.
Blood.
Go to Home Affairs, change one of your surnames and then...
Your ancestors.
Because like he said, his father's gone.
He's not present.
He said his father's not present.
He's not present.
So hopefully the surname is not your father's. If it's your mother's surname, then you're in the clear. Because then you can go take your father's surname and then dubri.
What if his girlfriend is his father's first strike?
Yo.
Next voice.
Next voice.
Because we don't know where the father is.
Maybe he's
by the doors. I hope you're all well.
So oh, fact checker.
I'd like to remain anonymous.
We know who you are.
A lot of people say that I am socially awkward, which to some extent is true. But however, this thing is now affecting my social life and my romantic life. So I have a little dilemma.
Yeah, we know.
I recently moved into a new place. And this is guy. I like the guy. However, the guy is very rude. I believe he's very rude. Like, he's rude towards me. And the way he speaks to me is very nonchalant. Like, he speaks in a nonchalant manner. But he's... And then another thing is, I've seen his interactions with other people, and he's the greatest person to other people. That's why I even fell for him in the first place, because I've seen how he acts with other people. And then when some for our interactions, he's different. And the thing is, he's not like that every day. Some other days he is the nicest person to me, and other days he's just very different. But of late he's been very different and very distant, to the point that I don't even know how to act around him. I don't know what to say. I panic when he's in the room. I don't know if he just hates my guts or can't stand me, or there's a problem in the stunt thing I did. I don't know what to do. So, yeah, I just need help. I don't know, should I confront him, talk to him about the situation, talk to him about how I feel, find out what the problem is, what if it backfires. A lot of things are just going through my mind. I don't know what to do. Just a lot.
I just want to say one line. It's very important that you date people that like you back. Simple.
Oh, yes.
Simple. Yes. They're here, you are we can't change anyone. All of us in here are rude. All of us in here are lovers.
Who hurt you?
We
man?
Just choose where you want to love. You just choose where you want to be rude. Simple.
Oh, I love that.
Beautiful.
Nice, short, and sweet.
Next voice note.
Wait, wait, before we go to the next voice note.
Sorry.
Someone sent a voice note last week.
Who is it?
It's a normal person.
Yeah.
Wow. What do you mean it's a normal person?
She's not in the social medias.
I mean, like about her limelight.
No one, anyone who'll make you wonder.
Wow. You don't want someone to come out the hoods.
It might seem a little bit unprofessional.
Ah,
then, and it can be someone who takes care of you, you know? Mutuwao Nessa.
And you can feel
he's a Vanessa.
Next voice note, next voice note. Oh, only two.
Only two.
See, we know Urumela voice note Ning Maran. Oh,
man, this was...
Otherwise,
oh, man.
Guys, you know, when I come here, I see different like characters. You know, Shane is not like this when he's with
we
us.
We know.
Yeah, give it up when he's with you guys.
We know.
He comes hungover to us. No, we're like, Shane, do you drink? So, oh, no.
You didn't ask. The wildest thing, man. He was the one taking care of me.
Wow.
And Blue, he's the... Yeah.
He what?
So he's the one that took you to your room?
Yes, he's the one who was telling
me. Do you have any paints also? That man holds a boom mic the whole day. About boom and
he's used to long black things.
What's going on?
Yeah,
really know about boom. Here comes
boom, boom.
I was on something so in the morning.
The pulp filters.
But yeah, man, he's very different here. I would lie. But
you're also very different here.
No, I'm chilled, man. I'm with the Grootmans, you know.
Don't make us.
It goes way back.
Way back.
Your hairline is Metro FM on a Sunday.
This was not about me.
We're taking it back.
Marina selfies can throw back this thing.
Your
hairline gets sounds and stuff like that.
Back in the day.
Tabiso said when you all were presenting at Comics Choice, sometimes you didn't need to look at the teleprompter. It was reflecting from your head. That's what he said.
Now you're body shaming.
All right.
Teleprompter.
Ah, man. Lama Ting Ting.
What's up?
Please talk to us about... your music, and then let us know the tour when
Limpopo thing. Apparently, yeah. People are going against your song, especially the part with Lady Du. And I don't get that. And I understand it, but I don't get it.
Before we go anywhere, the producer Undile was shy, Divan.
Yeah?
A career yaga was the same height as me. Really short lamping.
Yeah, music.
Yes.
Short-lived.
Short-lived. Yeah. I wish it was like far, Leon, and a little distance. You know? Yeah, but, hey, it was... So, the producer number one, let me tell you guys, whoever wants to do music, bro, I motivate you to always have control of your things. Mm. So, we nearly went, oh, by the way, you know who coordinated that whole album?
Jason!
Jason, the music producer!
Guys, that's please.
I think Jason is the reason Bushiru got out as well.
The split.
He booked the flight with Floyd.
Bro, ask Jason Oro who got how much. The splits were made by Jason. He gave himself, I think, 0.5% on the splits because he was the one handling them. But Lady Du.
So what happened with the song?
Oh, no, the song is doing well, bro. It's 400,000 streams right now on Spotify.
Nice.
I don't know on there's some stats between Jason. So
of
I don't
course.
Know. I don't know that.
You'll never know.
Yeah, that. he tells
monthly.
Me.
Just for reference, here's another picture of Jason.
No, now put a picture
especially,
of him.
Especially to Shebeshit. Watch. Shebeshit, this is for you. Shebeshit.
Now, a
dear
picture
Shebeshit, this is for you.
A picture of him eating. Yeah. I know you find it. That's easy to find.
Yes.
But yeah, man, people were hating on Lady Du because Lokompo people felt like, okay, we are selling the genre.
Yeah.
You know, they want to like own it. It's like us hearing... I don't know, but I always said, you know what, whatever I want to do, I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
Mm. Even though people were saying things, even the producer didn't want to give me the song because the fact that Lady Du was there. Oh. And when he went back to Limpopo, they told him, no, don't give this guy. Luckily, I had...
Which was the thing, the other artist went to the producer while he was obviously in Joburg. And they told the producer, when this guy comes back, don't give him the song.
No. Yes, the song... was physically fetched by someone and he got it and he mastered it. It was not mastered by the initial producer, you know? And my problem is that like now we're not giving depressed that guy. Because when I was texting him, Jason was texting him, Vanessa was texting him, he was not replying. So now I feel like now great can I leave this scary network? Gosh. You get me. And I didn't like that whole arrangement. But Lukompo, I kid you not, I'm saying it now, it's going to be so huge. Mm. It's going to be so epic.
Yeah, definitely.
And one of the things, like, the tour, guys, I wish you guys join us. Bro.
Yes,
the tour is...
Yeah.
Tell us, what's the next dates? Where are you hitting? What provinces are you hitting?
We are going to Cape Town this Friday.
Ooh.
Nice.
Wow. On the 26th, we are going to Cape Town.
Where are you out in
it's
Cape
80%
Town?
80% sold out right
Where's
now.
The venue? Where can we get tickets?
We'll put the poster here. Jason will send it to
you. Can we get a picture of Jason holding the poster?
Yeah. Actually, Jason, come tell us.
You
I want them to see the real you.
Come, come.
Zohala, Jason, Zohala.
Don't worry. Don't worry.
You are TV ready.
Don't worry. It's just Shebe Shik. Don't worry.
Now you're making Jason a host of podcast. Now his CV is going to be long. So just tell us about, like, and then the dates, they're confused because now I'm more focused on the content. So tell us about the dates.
Oh, okay, cool. So the dates are the 26th, which is this weekend. The 3rd of May, which is next weekend. That's Mafikeng. Mm. And then the 10th of May, which is Limpopo. Definitely a huge one. It's already sold out, by the way.
Ah.
Yeah.
Something light.
Is Siv going to be there?
Well, which one?
Siv.
The which one?
Siv.
No, girl, which tour?
Whichever one.
You're saying which Siv? Like,
no, I don't see. No,
is Siv going to be there?
No, he must tell us. He must tell us.
Come, Siv. Come tell us.
What is that? I boo.
But yeah, tell us.
And then after Limpopo, we're going straight to Tubega, and then we are shutting it down at Nelspruit.
Okay.
Oh, that's the last one.
Yeah.
Nespoti.
So yeah, nice. On the 31st of May. Yeah.
Nespoti.
31st of May.
Yeah.
So, see, which one would you want like to come to?
It's my birthday.
The one in Cape Town.
The one in Cape Town. This week.
Oqabega.
Yeah, you mean come? You can come to this week or
because it's closer, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you're trying to be with your people.
Nah, the thing is, I need a rematch with Cape Town.
What happened?
The bed is there.
You're too young.
Oh, wait, young. What?
Huh?
The babies there showed him. The guava took over.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The guava took over. Shane,
Wachowski.
Come tell these people what you're going to be doing.
Yeah. Give us your gift.
Shane, come on.
Shane. Okay, Shane. I can. You know what?
Go tell these people what you're going to be doing with the sound.
Yay! So, for you, ne? What was the wildest moment that you experienced during the tour?
Give me a little boy.
For you.
I have none, bro. Not
you
yet.
Don't have none. Even when they robbed you.
Not yet.
No. Even when they robbed all of you, it was not a wild moment.
Huh?
Put the mic closer to you.
Speaking to the mic.
Come on, Shane.
Yeah, before we close, ladies and gentlemen, it's Massa Kid. Massa Kid. Here we go. Yo, nice hoodie, man.
Nice.
Thank you, brother. It's from my show on the 26th of April.
Nice.
Yeah, this I went weekend. Straight to the point.
You don't waste time. Thank you.
26th of April, Empress Palace tickets are available at Ticket Pro. Mm-hmm. Massacant.
Who's going to be there at your show?
I will be there first and foremost. Yeah. And Shandre will be there.
I'm thinking asking out of interest.
I'm hosting.
Hey.
Yeah, man, please come through. I don't know, where's the camera? Please come through.
There's somebody else. Lolo, just
tickets
come forward.
Ticket Pro, yeah.
Tickets at Ticket Pro.
Come and tell us why you are here.
Hey, sit down, Dylan. Where are you going?
Hey, Abudu Lolo!
Abudu!
So I've been working out and I can finally fit in the chairs here. Yeah. I have a show this coming Friday, the 25th of April, at the Capitol on the Park. It's myself. Shandre is not there, thank God. Pop Pops is there. Mduntuli is there. King Flat is there. Tickets are for sale at howler.co.za/come/laugh at the Capitol on the Park in Sandton. Mdu?
How many do you think? It's 2nd of May. It's a Friday. I'm doing Melrose Arc at Protea Hotel.
Yeah.
You're doing what?
Melrose Arc.
You said it right.
Yeah, I said it right.
Not penny, you thought.
Nice one, dog.
Nice.
Yeah, and
ah, no, I'm a cheetah wrong. Why am I so stupid? First of all, why are you so stupid? Ah, yeah, yeah, you're trying to wrong again.
They know his life, but they do wrong.
Ah, you right, Mel Rosie.
It's a one man show.
I know. Lo Chinese atokoza besibawa nize Emil Rosie Aki ngenzi show yami no Kok Esther ozanonke
satokoza. Is he gonna be there?
Yeah. No, 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 it's me. It's my one-man show. Coco S is not there.
Your first ever one-man show?
No, no, no. I did the first one last year at the Rich Casino. You remember?
Yeah, there yeah, was yeah. Like 2000 are you doing people. The same show? Or is...
Yeah, yeah, I'm doing the same show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Nice.
Thank you so much. 4th of April?
2nd of April. No, no,
second
no.
2nd of May. 2nd of May.
2nd of May, Protea Hotel, Melrose Arc.
I'm a ticket.
As a 24 as a, April.
As a quicket.co.za.
Quicket.co.za.
Quicket.
Yes. Is there something happening in April?
Do you feel like
I'm doing an
Ivali show.
Oh, yeah, man. Before I go, I didn't do any, something before we started.
Yeah.
Anyways, my name is Zile Wizilama Zinzilama Chinchilama Dinde. We're doing it. I said, and that was an episode on PNC with Pops, Shandre, Titi, Taviso, and Fa! Rida and by our co-producer Jason Klongo.
Jason Klongo.